Shalom to all. Today's office of Zardaf Yodalad, and we are starting Yud Gimel Beis on the bottom at the beginning of the brand new Mishnah. And today's office sponsor Lilu Nishmas Mars Miriam Sarabas Biyakov Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And the Mishnah says Elu Dvarim Rasrim Lim Kerlevi Chavim. The following things are also to sell to an idol worshiper, even if it's not their holiday. It's Tzeroblim Ubenos Shuach Uptaitros. This last word means stems. We're explaining more what this is referring to. Ulevina Frankincense Vitarnagol Halavan and a white rooster. And Rabbi Yehuda says Mutar Lim Kerlevi Tarnagol Halavan Bein Tarnagolim. It's permitted to sell him a white rooster if it's among other roosters, meaning it's among other colored ones, he's allowed to sell it. And was manchu b'fnei atzmai, if it's just a white rooster by itself, then kodeis its bay, he has to cut off one of the fingers or one of the toes of the chicken, umaychaloi, then he could sell it to him, lefisha ein makrivin chasal avayz kachavim, that's because they don't bring an animal that has a missing limb as a sacrifice to their avayz zara, and so this would be a situation that a white rooster would be allowed to be sold. Ushar kol dvarim, or all other things, meaning not things that we mentioned in our Mishnah, other things that aren't necessarily used for avayz zara, staman mutter. If they were sold stam, then it's permitted. Uperushon, but if he expressed it that it's for avodah zara, we'll explain specifically in the Gemara what we're referring to. Also, then it's aser. Now, Rav Meir says af dekel tov, even a good palm tree, v'chatzav v'niklas. That's the proper girsa. Aser limkor levi chavim. That's aser to sell to idol worshippers. And now the Gemara Yudalam Rav on top explains my stroblin. What exactly are stroblin? They're not allowed to be sold. So turnisa, it's turnisa. We're trying to know we're understanding is a type of erez, a type of cedar tree. Aser Gemara, how can you say that? V'rimidu avistira regards to shmita produce. Hoisifu alay. They added on the following, Ilechsin, Vitzurablin, Muchsasin, Ubenois Shuach, that all these things don't have an issue of Shemitah. You don't have to treat them with Gusha Shvias, you're allowed to do business with them. Now, if you want to say that Shtrublin is Ternisa, is Eres is a cedar tree, Ternisa mi Isabeshvias, is there a problem with Ternisa on Shemitah? Vatanya, that's proper gear, so we have a Braisa, Zaklal, this is a rule. Kol Sheshle Iker, anything that has a root, which means it regenerates every single year by itself, Yashle Shvias. So then you have to be very careful with Shemitah, you have to treated with Kedusha Shvias, you're not allowed to do regular business with it, it's regular Shemitah produce. V'chol she'en le'ikr, but if it doesn't have a root, you have to replant it every year, ein le'shvias, and it doesn't have an issue of Shemitah. And we know that Ternisa is something that's a davar she'en le'ikr. And by us saying before that it's Shtrublin is one of those things that doesn't have an issue of Shemitah, so the way we describe Ternisa can't be Shtrublin. Elam Rav Safra, rather Rav Safra explains differently. What do we mean by Shtrublin in our Mishnah? Peiri da'arza, it's the fruit that comes from this Erez tree, which according to those that explain Rashi, it's referring to acorns. Also when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar Ablazer, he said the name of Ablazer, Peiri da'arza, it's referring to the fruit of the Erez tree, not the Erez tree itself. We explain the next part of Mishnah B'nai Shuach, Amar Abba Barachana, Amar Avyechnon, Te'enichi Yurasa, is referring to white figs. These are very chashev figs, and it's only these types of figs that were used by the Avad Zara for the Avad Zara, not regular figs. Now explain the next part of the Mishnah, Upetitres, which we said meant stems. So Amar Abba Barachana, Amar Avyechnon, he explains that what's our Mishnah saying, Bipetitres Sehen Shanu, it means in their stems. It doesn't mean that you're not allowed to sell them stems. What's the issue with stems? This word petitros is really going back on the previous two words. It's Shtrublin and Benois Shuach, namely that you're not allowed to sell Shtrublin and Benois Shuach, these types of fruits, to Avdei Avod Zara if they're still attached to their stems. That's because they're going to be hung in front of the Avod Zara as a decoration, and that's part of the service of the Avod Zara, so then it's usher. But if they don't have their stems, they're not used in the service of Avod Zara, then it's not a problem. Then the Mishnah said Levina, frankincense, and Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Shimon Lakash, she explains Levina Zaka, this is pure frankincense, which is a very high quality type, only that's not allowed to be sold to them because they're for sure going to use it for their avodah zara, but other types of frankincense is allowed to be sold. Now, Tana, we have a braiso mikula in regards to all these things we just mentioned. Michaelahen chavila, one can sell them a whole bundle. And vekama chavila, how much is a bundle? So, Perish Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri explains, ein chavila p'chus mishlesh manin, a bundle is not less than 3 money, and that's because when you sell this bundle, he's obviously using it for business, for commerce, he's not using it for avodah zara because he's buying so much. Why don't we suspect that the Yid's going to sell it to this guy, and then the guy's going to sell it to a whole bunch of other ones, and they're going to use it for avodah zara. The word makati over here is going on levina. Obviously, if we're talking about fruit, they're not going to burn it. Rather, you use it for a different service of avodah zara. So why don't we be chashish for that? So on this, Rabbi, he answers, alifnei mifagdinon, alifnei delifnei, loy mifagdinon. We're instructed about lifnei ivir l'sita michshol. Don't put a stumbling block in front of a blind person. And as we mentioned many times before, it's also for us to enable or for us to do something that might cause the non-Jew to do avodah zara. So selling him a little bit of frankincense or a little bit of this fruit might cause him to avodah zara, but for us to sell him a lot that he might end up helping somebody else do avodah zara, that's called lifnei delifnei. That's not something we're instructed about. Now going on to the next part of Mishnah, v'tarnagol lavan, a white rooster. And we're going to get into a whole discussion about this. Remember, the Tanna Kamma said no selling white roosters to non-Jews. Now, Rabbi Yehuda was a little bit more makel. He said you could sell a white rooster if it's among other colored roosters. So now Amar Biyona, Amar Zera, Amar Zvid. Rabbi Yehuda quoted Rabbi Zera, said b'shem Rabbi Zvid. And v'ikad demasni, some say there was just Amar Biyona, Amar Zera. That if the guy comes into the Yid's farm and says, says, Tarnagolami, who has a chicken, who has a rooster, Mutalim Karle Tarnagolavan, so then he could sell him a white rooster, no problem. Whereas if he says, Tarnagolavalami, who has a white rooster, Asrlim Karle Tarnagolavan, then he's not allowed to sell him a white rooster, because then he for sure needs it for his Avad Zara, because he asked for a white rooster. Now the problem with that is as follows. Tanan, what did our Mishnah tell us? Rabbi Yehuda says, Mechru Tarnagolavan Ben Tarnagolin, that he's allowed to sell him a white rooster among other colored ones. Now, hey, tell me what's the case. Elim, if you want to say to Amar, where the guy came in saying, Tarnagolavalami, Tarnagolavalami, who's got a white rooster? So Afilu Ben Tarnagolim Nami Light, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that he's not allowed to sell him a white rooster with other colored ones, because clearly, since he's asking for a white one, even if he buys it with other colored ones, he wants the white one for his Avad Zara. El Lav, the Ka'amar must be where the guy came in and he said, Tarnagolami, Tarnagolami, who has a rooster to sell me? It's in that case, Rabbi Yehuda allows the Yid to sell a white rooster among other colored ones. Now, Afilu Hachi, nonetheless, even in this case, where the guy did not ask for a white one, he just asked for a regular rooster. Still, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Tarnagolim in Bifnei Atzmei Loi, according to Rabbi Yehuda, only if he sells the white one among other colored ones, it's fine, but by itself, it's not okay. Well, Tanakama, according to Tanakama, who's more machmir, Afilu Ben Tarnagolim Nami Loi, even among other roosters, it's usher to sell this white one. Now, this is clearly not like Rabbi Yehuda B'Shem Rabbi Zeira, because he had said that if the guy comes in asking for a plain rooster, you are allowed to sell him a white one by itself without other ones, and that's not like either opinion in the Mishnah. So Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak, he answers that no. Hachamai Iskin, what are we talking about over here? Kigayin to Amar Zev Vizeh. It's where the non-Jew came in and he said, I want this one and that one. Meaning the Machlokes is where he comes in and he says he wants to buy both colored ones and a white one. So Rabbi Yehuda allows this and the Tanakhama doesn't. But Rabbi Yehuda does agree that even if he said, I want both white and colored, and then decided to only take the white one, you're not allowed to sell it to him. Because we suspect the entire thing is a setup, a harama, just to get the Yid to sell him a white rooster. And therefore there's no question. And Tanakhama Bresh just like this, Amar Yehuda says, Amosai, when is this? Bismancha Amar Tanagol Zel Lavan. That's only where he says, I want this white rooster, or a white rooster, Avalam Amar Zev Vizet Mutter. But if he says, I want this and that, I want colored and white, so it's permitted to sell him white among the colored ones. So that's a riot for the way we just explained the Mishnah. And now we continue with the Braisa. Vafilu Amar Tarnagol Zel Lavan. We have to add that word in. Even if the non-Jew comes in and says, I want a white rooster, it's permitted to sell to him in the following situations. If the Avikacham is making a party for his son, or he has a sick person in his house who needs this white rooster to help heal him. Mutter son, it's permitted because there's no Avad Zara here. Ask the Gemara, how could you say that? Vatanan, that's proper Girsa. Previously, we had a Mishnah that said, if a non-Jew makes a party for his son, it's only us to do business with him that day and with that man. But what do we see from here? That it's us to do business, it's us to sell him something on that day to that person because he's sacrificing for his Avad Zara. So how could our brass say now that if the guy comes in looking for a white rooster for a party that he's making for his son, that you're allowed to sell it to him because there's no Avad Zara there? That's a clear steer to the previous Mishnah. And on this, Amar Yisrael, where Rav Misharshi answers, B'tavzig, we're talking about a Tavzig party. In the previous Mishnah, we're talking about a Chasana, that when he's making his son's Chasana, then you can't do business with him, you can't sell him anything, because it's such an important monumental event, he's definitely going to sacrifice for his Avad Zara. But this Tavzig that we're talking about here is just a party. Rashi calls it a Sudas Mireyim. That's what young kids do. They get together, they make parties, barbecue and beer. They want a white chicken for that. No problem, you could sell it to them, because that's not important enough that they're going to sacrifice for the Avad Zara. Now we go back to asking on this dinner of Yehuda B'Shem Rav Zeira. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Gushar called Varam, all other things, meaning things that were not specified by the Mishnah, Stam and Mutter, if it was sold Stam, then it's permitted, but a Pirushan Asr, if it was sold explicitly for Avad Zara, then it's Asr. Now the question is, my Stam and my Pirushan, what does that mean it was sold Stam or it was sold Beferush? Elim, if you want to say, that's Stam is the Ka'amar Chiti Chivarta, where the guy walked in and he said, I want white wheat. And Pirushan, what does that mean? The Ka'amar, it's where the guy walked in and said, Levitz Kachavim, I want white wheat for my Avad Zara. That can be what the Mishnah is referring to. Yudal Ramon Bezan Tap, why not? Because Loy Stam and Srichel Mamer Zamninon, Voloy Pirushan Srichel Mamer Deloymazavninon. We don't need to say that in a case of Stam, you're allowed to sell to him, and in this case of Perush, that you're not allowed to sell to him. It's obvious that if the guy walks in asking for white wheat, you could sell to him. There's no reason not to. And it's obvious if he says, I want white wheat for my Avad Zara, of course you can't sell to him. What does the Mishnah need to tell us that for? Ella Staman must be, what's this referring to? The Ka'amar Chiti, it's where the fellow walked in and said, I want wheat. And Perushan, what does this mean? The Ka'amar Chivarta, it's where he said, I want white wheat. And there you're not allowed to sell it to him because you assume that the reason why he wants white wheat is for Avad Zara. Now in Michlal, that implies the Tarnagol, and we're dealing with a rooster, which is one of the things that was specified in the beginning of the Mishnah, Afilu Stam Anamiloi, that even if the fellow walked in and just asked for a rooster, not a white one, but plain rooster, it's Asr even in that case, which is clearly not like Rabbi Yehuda Rav Zeira, who said that if he just walks in asking for a rooster, you could sell him a white one. Timur answers that no. Amri, they said, La'ilam Staman Deka'amar Chiti Chivartav, and Perushan is Deka'amar Levitz Chavim. They really are original Havamin is correct. The one we say Stam is Mutter is where he asked for white wheat, and when we say Perush is Usr, it's where he said, I want it for my Avad Zara. And a pirushin of srichalei, the chiddush over here is when he said, I want it for my avodah zara. What's the chiddush? We thought it was obvious you're not allowed to sell it to him. No, it's because sagdat echamina, I would have thought, hi gavra lav the avodah chacham kabai, that this fellow doesn't want it for his avodah zara. Elamevaku da avik avodah chachavim. This non-Jew is so connected to his avodah chachavim. He's so connected to his avodah zara. He loves it so much, loves serving it. The sovereign, he figures to himself, ki hechadahu gavra avik bay, just like this fellow, meaning just like myself, the guy's thinking to himself, kuli almanami aviku. So too, everyone else is connected to avodah zara. And therefore, if I come in asking for white wheat for my avodah zara, I'm going to get a much better price on it. Therefore, I'm going to say this. I'm going to say that it's for my avodah zara, so that he gives it to me for a much better price. And therefore, the yid might say to himself, you know what? It's not a big deal. I'll sell it to him. And he's not going to use it for avodah zara anyway. Because again, the only reason why he told me he wants a avodah zara is because he wants to get it for a better price. Kamash Malan, the chiddush is that no. When he says that he wants a avodah zara, he means it, and you're not allowed to sell it to him. And that's the whole chiddush of the Mishnah. We continue discussing roosters. By Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi has the following question. Let's say the guy came to the yid's shop and he said, Tarnagol Lavan Katua Lami. Who has a white rooster that's Katua? It's got a missing leg. Mahulim Kurlai Tarnagol Lavan Shalim. Is the yid allowed to sell him a completely non blemished white rooster? On one hand, me and Marina, do we say, Midgamar Katua, from the fact that the guy came in asking for one that's blemished, he doesn't need it for his Avad Zara because he wouldn't bring a blemished one for his Avad Zara, and therefore the yid would be allowed to sell him even a regular white one. But then perhaps, maybe he's just trying to make a whole trick in order to get the yid to sell him a regular white one. And to if you want to say that high in this case that we just mentioned, Irume Hudakama Arim, he's for sure trying to trick the yid into selling him a perfectly fine white chicken. What about the following? Let's say he comes into the yid's shop and he says, Tarnagol Lavalami, Tarnagol Lavalami, who has a regular white rooster? V'yavalei Shachar V'shakal. And the yid gives him a black one and he takes it. V'yavalei Adam V'shakal. Then he gives him a red one and he takes it. Ma'olim Karlai Lavan. Is the yid now allowed to give him a white one as well? Mi Amrina, do we say, Kimid Yavu Shachar V'shakal, Adam V'shakal, Lav Lavai Zucham Kabai? Since he gave him a black one and a red one and he took both of them, he obviously doesn't need these roosters for his avodah zara. I don't know, perhaps Yerumi Kama Arim, maybe just making a whole trick. The reason why I took the black one and the red one is just so he could get the white one for his avodah zara. And we conclude over here, Teiku, we're gonna have to let the question stand and wait for all the Yonami to come and answer it. Now we go on to the last part of the Mishnah where Rav Meir said, Avdekal Vachulu, and here we bring something that's gonna explain the Mishnah. Amr Rav Chizda Avimi, Rav Chizda told Avimi, Gemiri Davai Tacham to Avram Ravinu, Dalin Mea Pirkei Havion, we have a Masara, the Masechas avodah zara of Avram Ravinu was 400 prakim, Vainan Chamisha Tanan, and we only have 5 prakim, Voleyadin and Mike Hamrinon, and we don't even know what we're saying. And Mike Hasha, what's the question that we have? Diktani, because our Mishnah said, Rav Meir tells us, Av Dekal Tov, Chatzav, Viniklas, Asr Lim Kurlav, Chavim, that even a Dekal Tov, Chatzav, and Niklas is Asr to sell Tov Deva Dezara. Now, the question we have on that is Dekal Tov, Hudloy Mizamninon. It seems from the Mishnah that you're not allowed to sell him a good palm tree. Ha Dekal Besh, Mizamninon. Mashma, that you're allowed to sell him a not good palm tree. It's of inferior quality, it's not a good species, so that you're allowed to sell Tov Deva Dezara. The problem with that is, but now we have Mishnah that says, Ein Merchalim that one's not allowed to sell an avodah zara, anything connected to the ground in Eretz Yisrael. That's because we're going to learn later, there's a pasuk that says, lois chanim, that you're not allowed to give them chanaya, you're not allowed to give them a portion in the land, so you're not allowed to sell them anything connected to the land. As that's a clear steer to our Mishnah, their mayor's mashma, that you are allowed to sell them in an inferior palm tree. So Amar Lei Avimi responds to Rav Chizda, my dekel tov, what does that mean, a good palm tree? Peyreis dekel tov, it means peyreis, fruit from a good palm tree. These are really good dates, so the dates are not allowed to be sold to the non-Jew. And Ravun also says, Peyrus Dekaltov is the fruit of a good palm tree. Now we explain the next thing. Chatzav, what is this? Kashba. And Kashba either is referring to a type of date or it's referring to a certain plant that Yeshua used to mark the borders of the different Shvatim in Eretz Yisrael when he divided up the land. There was a very beautiful plant whose roots go all the way straight down and don't spread out. So it's a great way to mark the different borders. And Nicholas, what's this that Rav Meir mentioned? So Kiyosra of Dima, Rav Dima came from Eretz Yisrael. Amar Rav Chama Bar Yosef, he's saying the name of Rav Chama Bar Yosef, Kuraiti is Kuraiti, which is a type of fruit. Now, normally a bailer of Dimi, a bias of Dimi, Tanan, Nicholas, Vloidina Mahu. We learned in our Mishnah the word Nicholas, and we don't know what it is. But Amartin, you came along to tell us, what is it? Kuraiti, Vloidina, but we don't know what that is either. And Maya Hanislan, so what do you help us out at all? We don't know what either Nicholas is or what Kuraiti is. And so Amartin of Dimi told him, Ahanoi Lechu, I did help you out. The Chiazaz Hasa, when you go over there, when you go to Eretz Yisrael, Amris Lehu, Nicholas, if you ask them, I want some Nicholas, Vloyadi, they're not going to know what you're talking about. Whereas Amris Lehu, Kuraiti, if you say you want some Kuraiti, Vyadi, they are going to know what you're asking for. And they're going to show you, and so therefore I did help you by telling you that Nicholas is Kuraiti. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with another Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.